All right, I'd like to call this meeting to order. City of Unalaska Planning Commission and Plating Board, regular meeting, Thursday, August 15th, 2024, 6:01 PM. Can I get a roll call, please?
Williams?
Here.
Swango?
Here.
Marquez?
Here.
Bagley is absent, excused. And Hatfield?
Here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. Is there any revisions to the agenda?
Staff has no revisions.
Okay. Hearing none. If there's no objections, we'll consider the agenda adopted. Hearing none. We're good. Any appearance request? We have Larissa Syverson here with us tonight, present, Representative OC. And we hope to hear from her when the time comes. Thank you for coming. Are there any announcements this evening?
School for the students kicks off on Monday. Looking forward to the school becoming alive again. We got some new admin that we're welcoming into town, and hopefully their first week goes well.
Excellent. Thank you, Mr. Marquez.
HOA has been moved indoors, and that's coming up this weekend on Saturday. That'll be inside the high school at one of the two gyms, or both. Both, probably. So weather tomorrow's, or sorry, weather Saturday is supposed to be pretty gnarly.
Okay, that's a bummer. It's always fun when they're outside, you know, rig spread out. Okay, thanks for that. All right, the minutes. Can I get a motion in a second to adopt the July 18th, 2024 minutes?
I'll make a motion to accept that. Minutes from July 18th, 2024.
Thank you. Oh, yeah, you got to use your mic there.
I make a motion to accept July 18th, 2024's minutes.
Can I get a second?
Second.
All right, so move to second. Are there any corrections to the July 18th minutes? Yeah, no, hearing none. Okay. All in favor of approving the July 18, 2024 minutes, indicate by saying aye.
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 All right, the minutes are approved. Thank you. Item number one, public hearing, resolution 2024-04, a resolution approving and recommending a rezoning action to the City Council amending the land bordering the south side of McLeese Lake from marine-dependent industrial to open space. This is typically an opportunity for the public to speak on an item, being that there is none here tonight and also none on the phone, correct? Okay, we're just going to go ahead and jump right into new business, which, again, is resolution 2024-04, a resolution approving and recommending a rezoning action to the City Council amending the land bordering the south side of McLeese Lake from marine-dependent industrial to open space. Can I get a motion and a second to adopt resolution 2024-04?
I'll make a motion to accept resolution.
Microphone.
Mike.
Resolution 2024-04.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Thank you. Discussion.
Okay, so you have before you a resolution approving and recommending a rezoning action. Back at the, oh geez, I forget what meeting this was at this point. I think I have it in my background here. Back at the April 18th meeting in 2024, when we were discussing the state's work tideland classifications for Unalaska Bay, the Planning Commission recognized that there was a kind of strange area of marine-dependent industrial development outside of McLeese Lake. And I have here McLeese Lake, for everyone's information, is outside of Unalaska Bay. It's just kind of right around the corner of Cape Cheerful and Eider Point, like just all the way out and around to where everyone typically does their fishing off of the beach there on Reese Bay, Puffin Island. And that's where, up until this year, Fish and Game has been doing their fish counts for the lake. And that is periodically open and closed depending on the season. I have for you, this map is a little bit more blown up, so it's easier to see. You can kind of see how there's this holding district that kind of sits out here at the end of it's at the end of the like city limits that kind of extend out up towards McCushion and out towards Reese Bay. And there's a holding zone that surrounds it, and then open space where the fish and wildlife land is outside of OC's borders. Based on having seen, I need to find my meeting. Sorry, all of the icons and everything have all changed on this computer. So, based on what we used to see, what we've seen out there, McLeese Lake is a large body of water that is culturally, economically, and recreationally significant to the community. As a significant source of subsistence fishing and annual salmon runs. We believe what happened 30-odd years ago was when the city was expanding its boundaries. They just kind of saw an area of water and said, oh, water equals marine-dependent industrial on the shore next to it. And that's just what they put on the zoning map. We haven't really been able to kind of definitively identify if that's what happened, but this is kind of our opportunity to clear up what may or may not have happened based on what your recommendation is. So what you have here is a rezoning ordinance that or recommendation to the city council to put forward a rezoning ordinance to change to open space. Our initial plan was holding district to match what was immediately adjacent to it. However, the holding district code does not allow going from a zoning category into holding district. It has to go to a different category. So open space is the next most reasonable category. So a couple of things to note: the goals of the comprehensive plan directly support and call the city to action to protect subsistence fishing. The value of the McLeese Lake fish run is significant in the number of fish caught each year, supports family, elders, tribal members, and residents. Considering the increased focus on Bristol Bay salmon fishery closures, potential placement of the Bristol Bay salmon on the endangered species list, which was they were talking about when we first started the staff report months ago. And then numerous amounts of stream remediation works across the Pacific Northwest with dam removals. This very much falls in line with current trends. And so something to be aware of, this is on OC property, this area. We have emailed and talked to the landowner, and at least by email they have not had comment. However, the land manager is here in and is invited to come up and speak, and so staff supports this action, finding that it keeps in line with the goals and recommendations of our comp plan.
Thank you, Mr. Rufos, for that presentation. Commissioners, any questions? Start with Commissioner Hatfield. Do you have any questions for Mr. Rufos?
No, I have no questions. Thank you.
Commissioner Marquez?
No, pretty straightforward. Thank you.
Commissioner Williams, any questions?
No.
Okay. I just want to say quick before we have Larissa come up here and talk to us that I appreciate you guys doing, you know, the background on this and the detailed findings. I agree with it, and I think this is an appropriate action. So just want to say thank you. Larissa, if you could come up, and maybe I guess I'd like to hear, since this is OC's land, if you could kind of give us your thoughts. Appreciate that.
Thank you, Larissa Syverson, for the record. I think we've all been wondering why this was zoned that way, so we're grateful for the change. We're very aware of the cultural significance of the area. We don't have any opposition or anything to this rezoning, but thank you for taking the time to research it and bring it forward and schedule all this and including us in all that.
Thank you. Appreciate that. All right. Well, just to reiterate, being that I was involved with some of the drone surveying over there, and I hadn't actually ever been to the back of the lake before, and but it was very clear and evident that the dual streams that feed into McLeese Lake are completely chocked full of salmon, and they the streams are, you know, you could tell if you did any development there that it would be, you could be affected quite easily in that area. So, and being that, you know, myself and I'm sure a large quantity of the town, you know, uses that stream system for their subsistence fish. So, I feel like this is a really appropriate action. And and I do like, too, that, like is mentioned in the report here, being that it goes to the holding zone, if there is ever a need to, you know, do something over there, you know, a CUP could be, a conditional use permit could be applied for, and we could see if it would be appropriate or not. So there's, you know, kind of another level of vetting there. So that's great. Just to check one more time, is there any more questions or comments, commissioners? Okay. Go ahead. Mr. Rufos.
I also did want to just highlight the open space district here. This isn't a definitive be-all permanent situation. This isn't going to block any kind of future development. And it does allow the landowner to preserve their rights going forward. So if, for whatever reason, a fishing lodge, a hotel, a campsite, something like that was planned for the area, or if there was some kind of immediate need for some kind of development out there, that is certainly something they could come to the Planning Commission, get that rezoning changed. This is not a, you know, permanent situation. This is just as flexible as any other zoning category in the rest of our city code.
Great. Thanks, Mr. Rufos. I think I misspoke. I think I said holding zone. I meant to say open space. But, yeah, thank you for that. All right. If there's no more questions or comments, all in favor of approving resolution 2024-04, indicate by saying aye.
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 Aye. All right. Resolution is approved. Thank you for that. Being that we've worked through all the items on the agenda this evening, we'll consider adjourned 6:15 p.m. Thank you, everybody, for coming.
Thanks, Jeannie.
Just like that.